KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This is Brittany, and today's her birthday. Well, happy birthday, Brittany. How do you want to celebrate? Do you want me to sing your birthday song?
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Oh, yeah, please speak to Bob.
Yeah.
What a big day.
It is a big day. The Twitter followers are now over 7,000. Big day. This is what we needed, Dan. This changes everything.
This is why we're here.
You got some copy points for Supercross? You want to get out there one more time? Let's sell some tickets. Let's sell this thing out.
Yes, it's Saturday.
Right.
The main event starts at 7.
Right.
Doors open at 12:30.
Jeez.
So I know you are maybe into that.
Uh-huh.
Tickets available at Cowboys Stadium box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or online at Ticketmaster.com, or just call 800-745-3000. It's the Monster Energy AMA Supercross, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Fun event. Good times. Come on out. Rock the party, y'all, at New Cowboys Stadium, and see the motorcycles fly through the air with the greatest of ease. All right, Michael Gruber. Let's bring him in here because he's got some things to say.
I really do.
Some sponsors.
Yes, Don Davis Auto Group and Rally House Texas say, hi, Dan.
Hello, soulmate.
Ah, soulmate.
The Hardline is out celebrating St. Patrick's. Oh, my.
Wow, what a party.
It's already a party.
Is it the Hardline, Dan, or is it the Texas Hardline?
The Texas Irish Hardline?
Yeah, we're a little more Irish today than Texan, I believe.
Hello,
Snake.
Kidding
me? It is a Lone Star Love Fest.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah. When you watch your sports talk, you might be looking for some Lone Star sports talk.
How are you boys doing?
Did anyone here go to TCU?
Yeah, I did.
Well.
What about Kimball High School, huh?
For as long as it may continue to exist,
Kimball's going to be around forever, Mike.
Oh, boy, Donovan. Poor Donovan.
Is there any sort of Knox City knocker we need to know about?
There will be one involved. However, he doesn't feel the need to show up on time for work every day, so we'll just muddle through without him while we can.
Well,
that's for squares, man.
When you turn into a sponsor spokesman.
Did you hear that? I sound muffled, so more me, okay?
Less muff.
Yes,
too much muff.
Yes, any muff is too much muff.
You know, getting plenty of emails that can't wait to see what the Hardline thinks about how the Rangers should handle an employee that uses drugs.
You know, it's a bummer that Ron Washington decided to do cocaine on, you know, or break the story on St. Patty's Day, because we were going to have a lot of fun out here, but now it's...
Yeah, we're going to do nothing except work wireless out here today.
All cocaine all day long.
I don't think that should be the plan.
Yeah.
I think we should do nothing but talk to girls out here today.
It is coke this.
Are there girls out
that.
There, Mike?
Oh. Yeah, there are girls out here.
It's round two, Dan.
This is Cougar Haven out here today, Dan.
Wow.
It is the second St. Patty's Day event that I have encountered over a 3-day period.
Oh, look at me.
Are you ready?
Isn't that awesome?
Very busy social calendar.
I know. Yeah. Isn't this the greatest St. Patrick's
Day
ever?
Isn't that awesome?
It really is. Where are you guys?
We're Cowboy Stadium, dog.
Why are you there?
The biggest St.
Cowboys
Patrick's
are
Day
playing
party
tonight.
Ever.
Cowboys have a scrimmage tonight?
Cowboys spring game.
God, wouldn't that be great if they had a spring game like against the Redskins or something?
How beaten would they be?
It'd be awesome.
No?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 of them could tear up knees and stuff.
Jeez.
They'd be out for the whole season.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Isn't that cool?
Whoa. Well, today is Wednesday, March 17th, the 76th day of the year. There are 289 days left in 2010. Today, of course, is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my phone is ringing.
My favorite holiday.
5 years ago on this very day.
Hi.
More turn.
Did you realize this is the day that baseball players told Congress that steroids were a problem in the sport?
Yeah.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Some of them said otherwise.
That was the day we were at Hooters.
Some of them said They didn't know what steroids were.
Rafi Palmeiro and Sammy Sosa testified they had never used them. While Mark McGuire,
Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English.
Didn't he claim he didn't speak English?
Right.
Yeah. Mark McGuire refused to say whether he had.
Well, no, he just didn't want to talk about the past. That's all, you know?
But then, to compound matters, Sammy Sosa turned white.
He did.
Yeah. How did that compound matters?
Because he has to know English now. He's white.
So imagine that.
Okay.
Don't want to hear Corby's explanation for that.
On this day in 1976, boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter and John Artis, who were convicted in a 1966 murder, had their conviction overturned following attention to the case, in part due to a Bob Dylan song.
It was the sound of the hurricane.
What will be over till they clear his name? One day he'll be free. And the OA Junior Green.
And not a bad movie. A little long, but
man, a great song.
In birthday news, Hey Dan.
Hey Dan. Dun, dun.
My fiance, Blaine Martin, is turning 23 on St. Patrick's Day. He is a
23 in the fiance?
Huge P1 from Abilene, who talks about the ticket every time he is with his friends.
Here we go, baby. This
That's
is
right,
what started
man.
It all. This is Reuben Hurricane Carter's anthem. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. I want a song written about me like this. When I screw up.
The story
you
of the snake.
Right.
Here comes the story of
the cobra snake.
There you go. Ticket stop.
This is the story of the cobra.
What year was this?
74, something like that.
And did this really bring it to light?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
So did you know anything about the story before?
Well, I knew a little bit about the story, but this really amplified everything.
Yeah, just watch the movie, Snake.
It'll tell you how much Mike knew about it.
I don't know why I never watched that movie.
Oh, I know why.
It's why?
Black people.
Oh, yeah.
Black people are, you know.
Forgot about that.
If you could play Norm's Chris Freaking Davis and Danny's Get Your Ass Hung Up on Now drops, that would make his day. Here's a pick from his birthday last year from Laura Bush. Is
wow.
her name.
Who knew?
She's keeping herself.
But it is a picture of her and him.
Oh,
so
wrong.
You lose.
Picture.
We accept that, Laura. I have one more.
Head over in
here.
The pursuit section of Yeah Wall.
Hey, Dan, I was wondering if you'd throw out a happy 32nd birthday to me.
Aw, oh, damn it, Dan.
And maybe play the audio of James Brown's interview on CNN. Or a Chewbacca Bassett drop. I've been listening for 12 years now, and I about S myself when I heard my cousin works at the station I listen to every day.
What?
Hold on. Keep giving him a hard time. I'll keep listening. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody at the ticket from Ted Kellison.
Well.
Apparently, cousin of the killer.
Ted.
Who joins us now.
You have a cousin named Ted?
Yes.
That's weird.
All right, monitor closely,
you,
Shoopy.
You guys are tight, right?
You guys look just alike, right?
What'd you get him, buddy? Is he a doucher?
No, he's pretty cool.
Do you think everybody in the Callison family looks similar?
Yes.
Are you guys like kissing cousins?
They all have like
he's
overly
like a
large
fitness
heads.
Trainer, actually. I should go get the hip.
What?
What are you saying?
What?
Yeah, turn your mic off.
He's a trainer?
Yeah.
Why didn't we have Killer read the run?
What happened to you? Why'd you go off the deep end?
I don't know. I'm going to go check out my family and get some help.
Yeah. Why did you major in ham while he was majoring in fitness?
Maybe it's a glandular thing.
With a minor in gravy.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll hear that
during
tomorrow.
The Texas Hardline.
In other birthday news, Danny Ainge is 51.
Ah.
Oh.
What? Well, don't you love Danny Ainge?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge. Stand down in your game after Danny Ainge.
I believe he was in the perfect game. The Len Barker perfect game, that is a Blue Jay third baseman.
Blue Jay. What was the...
all comes back to that.
Somebody had a nickname for the Blue Jays.
Some sort of other name for them that we know?
I've never even heard it. What do you mean?
Really?
Was it a friend of mine or yours, Mike?
I don't know.
Or Dan, it was a relative of yours. That's who it was.
Really?
It was Ted McDowell, right?
Ted Kellison.
What nickname is he referring to, Bob?
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Wow.
Well, only Cowboy Stadium is big enough to hold that crowd.
There's the home run.
Oh, man.
Upper tank.
There's the home run.
That is an upper tanker for sure.
I have a birthday.
Oh, God.
Good.
Here comes Groups.
Doyle King is celebrating his 54th birthday, I believe.
Wow.
He ate out.
Did everybody get a load of... Well, this will last for a long time.
Don't fight through it.
What?
Oh, I love it. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Did everybody see Doyle's new haircut? It's awesome.
We're on
it's outstanding.
Shaved head with a shamrock kind of cut into it, like black guys would do their hair.
Oh boy.
Black guys.
With a mohawk, too. Mohawk and a shamrock.
Green
it's
hair.
Awesome.
Green, yeah. It's
yes,
all
a
green.
Green mohawk.
Let's get back to your workshop on how black guys cut their hair.
Right, right. You know how black guys will put, like, you know, the national champions.
You know, they're not all like Anthony Mason.
The national champion? So
like
you'll
if they're
have,
playing
like, North
in that
Carolina
game,
in your head?
If they're playing in that game, they'll put that in their head. Black guys do weird things with their hair.
I'm going to crack cocaine again.
I've met a couple of black guys before in my life, and they do weird things with their hair.
Now, you think black guys are pretty weird in general, don't you?
No, I never said that. Just
hello, I'm right here.
You have.
Black guy right here.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, Donovan.
Sammy Baugh is 96.
Wow.
He's still alive?
That is the first coach of the Titans of New York.
He's on the Redskins broadcast, right?
No.
That's Sammy Huff.
Sam Bowie.
I believe he died.
Yes.
December 17th of 2008.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Remember, we did like a full segment tribute on him.
Yeah, he had L. Addles on.
He led the league in...
Well, way to have such an opinion, Corby, after somebody tells you.
What else?
Interceptions.
Yeah.
Passing, punting, and interceptions.
What's wrong with
when are we
going to
see another Triple Crown winner like that?
Never, Mark.
If Deion makes a comeback?
Never.
Text us and let us know.
Cito Gaston is 66.
Tito.
Mia Hamm is 38, Bob.
Bob. What was that question you wanted to ask her?
I wonder how she's handling the retirement of Nomar.
Not well, because they got to hang out a lot now.
Have a birthday, Dan.
He's got to shoot Radio 13, soccer goals. I wanted to ask you a serious question.
That's not
it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to... causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. But also, he got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause.
Brilliant.
Is it over?
Just brilliant.
We didn't hear a single syllable.
Chuck Muncy is 57.
I imagine it was bad again. So
here's Mike. With a birthday.
Yes, today is the birthday of the well-known facilitator of stuff, James Marsh. Also the birthday of Aaron Patton.
Facilitator of stuff.
Yeah.
Well-known.
Yeah.
Well-known.
Is he the guy who can get you things?
He's well-known. Yeah. He's the Red of Dallas and Fort Worth.
That's what I was thinking.
Nice.
Facilitator. Yeah.
James was a longtime Channel 8 employee, correct?
Yeah, and if you need for something to happen, he can...
Like if Ron Washington needed blow? What are you inferring here?
Whoa.
Already?
I don't know anything. I don't know what this blow is you're talking about.
Wow.
I don't even know who Ron Washington is, but if you need for things to happen all the time...
Well, I need a haircut.
Well, call James. I'll bet he can make that happen right now.
All right.
Also, it is the birthday of Aaron Patton.
Who's that? Is that one of Patton's relatives?
No. And Laura Figueroa.
We're all relatives.
So happy birthday to them.
Laura
go ahead, Dan.
Figueroa. Who's that?
Laura Figueroa. She's a PT fan.
What's PT?
Part time.
What's
back
PT?
To dad.
What a jerk.
PT.
What disrespect for petty theft.
Oh, petty theft.
Patty Boyd is 66.
PT. She's Layla.
Yeah.
Patrick Duffy is 61.
That's greatness right there.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, just because he's in Dallas.
Yep. That's right.
God.
That's
Paul
right.
Paul Kantner is 68.
Jefferson Airplane
Duffy
and Jefferson Starship.
The Man from Atlantis, though, Corby. You ever watch that show?
Yeah. No. What was the like little kid show that Patrick Duffy was on with the chick from Three's Company?
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh yeah, where they put the families together.
Step
something.
Brady Bunch Part 2.
Oh, what was that
but
show?
But the mom was hotter.
The Jetsons and the Flintstones.
That was it. The Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
I know what you're talking about, Snake.
Rob Lowe, 46.
Man, that's greatness.
Rob Wobblaw.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's all right.
Great.
It's okay.
Awesome.
It's
great in the West Wing, wasn't he?
Totally.
Great in Wayne's World.
He was good. Good.
Heck yeah.
That's right. He was great in Tommy Boy.
What's that movie with James Spader where he's a bad dude? He videotapes James Spader with his girlfriend.
Sex Lies and Videotape.
Hollywood.
Jetsons and Flintstones.
Anybody want to take this seriously or?
No.
Sex Lies and Videotape.
That's not it.
Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Step by step, Snake.
All right, there you go.
Boston Legal.
F an idiot. Secretary. Breaking up with Tom today. Kurt Russell, 59.
This segment has very little chemistry today.
And now...
I disagree.
I think you need to turn your crowd mic up. That
yeah.
would help.
I think you're wrong.
Yes, they're just an open mic out there.
You guys have the dude with the little half satellite dish standing on the sideline.
The bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And possibly the birthday of Wally Stocker, 56, but he missed a couple of possibilities here.
Wally Stocker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in the Raspberries?
Mark.
Yeah.
You're close.
Cranberries? Dingleberries?
The grapes.
Home run. You always guess raspberries or babies for certain things. And it's the babies.
Oh, the babies. The greatness of the babies.
What did the babies do?
Quit singing.
Did that go all the way?
No, that's the raspberries.
Oh.
The babies do head first.
Bob, I am going to kill you.
All right, now spare birthdays.
Somebody go!
Why
sure
can't I be like you, Bob?
Hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's fun to do bad things.
What, the cranberries? What are we asking?
Do you like Why Can't I Be You?
The album?
Leprechaun.
By The Cure?
Oh, yeah, the single, I beg
yeah,
your
song.
Pardon. Oh, sure, sure. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I would rank it. I probably have Lullaby a little higher. Do you like Lullaby?
Oh, I love Lullaby.
Or Razor's By.
Spider-Man is everything for dinner today.
Or Razor's By.
Oh, too soon.
Uh-oh.
Too soon.
It's not dead.
All right, we ready to do some spares?
Yeah.
Because this might be the worst day for spares on the sports calendar.
Man.
Especially if Dan's going to take Chuck Muncy and Sam Bowie from me.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck Muncy wasn't a spare.
No, he wasn't.
Sorry, sports bully.
What about Hank Sauer, though, at 91, if he's still alive?
He wasn't a spare either.
He can't be alive, can he?
No one can be 91.
Okay. Hank Sauer.
That was a pretty salty slugger in the National League in the 50s.
And he'd be sitting in front of a cake right now.
struggling to blow it out.
Popped him up.
Blow it out. Hell, thing out stay away.
All 91 candles have melted all the way down.
He's doing that job.
Sleeping.
Oh, old people are so funny.
Bill Miller is 39.
Who?
The Red Sox? I'm
trying to shake him.
Grandpa.
Well, at the candles. Well,
Miller
you down the
M-U-E-L-L-E-L?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting that Mike would have never heard of him.
Wasn't he part of the Cowboy Up crew that you would tout every day, Mike?
Well, I didn't tout him every day, but yes,
he
was.
You rode around on your stick horse?
Well, no, I didn't either.
Asking us all to Cowboy Up.
handkerchief.
He won a batting title.
Like some
he did?
Yeah.
Over a beer.
Thought that was a drop. Craig Ramsey's 59.
Rams.
Ah, the Rams.
Hockey.
John Smiley, 45.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Sadly, Hank Sauer left us in 2001.
So there, he's not sitting in front of a cake today.
Well, that's good.
If he is, he doesn't smell real good.
Okay. Born on this day, now dead.
Classy.
Oh, by the way, I missed a birthday here at the station. Jeannie Valenzuela. Happy birthday, Jeannie. Mike, tell us about Jeannie Valenzuela.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure
of hugging her yet.
Yeah.
But you will.
You haven't screamed, do the cars at her?
No.
You know who she is?
No.
Wow.
You're slipping, you know that.
You are slipping.
I mean, you're supposed to greet every new employee with a nice pelvic thrust hug as you lift them up with your crotch.
Born on this day now, dead, Chef Howard. That.
Well, that's some lifting gift right there.
Ooh. It'd be so awesome if I could do that.
And Sammy Baugh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Baugh.
Dead on this day, still dead.
It's Sammy's take.
Oh. Amos Alonzo Stagg. Mike.
Amos.
What?
Well, what are your vivid memories or any memory of
Amos?
Oh.
Four.
All I know is that strippers are showing up here momentarily paid for by Corby.